Well, in fact, it's a very symbolic victory which has been scored by these white commercial farmers. But you must emphasize, Violet, that the mere fact that they went to a South African judiciary system, which in itself is very untransformed, very racist, which is predominantly apartheid type of judiciary system, means that they were looking for a place where they could easily find that that solace that they were looking for. I'm pretty convinced they were not looking for money. What they were looking for is a statement that says that what happened in Zimbabwe is illegal. But in fact, for me, this judgment is a slap in the face of those that claim that South Africa is an independent country. The truth of the matter is that South Africans have been given political independence insofar as political offices are concerned. But their economy is still dominated by the white people. Their judiciary system is still dominated by the white people. And the rulings that keep on coming out of the judiciary system of South Africa leave a lot to be desired. And in fact, they just go to prove the fact that South Africa is still being run by the former colonizers. So it is not a surprising judgment. It is expected, it was expected, but it is very inconsequential. The land that was taken from white people in this country was land which was reclaimed on the basis that it was forcibly taken from our forefathers by force. Nobody ever took those white people to court. Why don't they start by taking their grandfathers to court to say, how did you acquire this land in the first place? No one takes them to court because no one is willing to entertain that kind of case. But when now, because it's recent history, and their fellow kith and kin are convinced, then they want to make a case out of it. But the last point I want to make, Violet Gonda, is that it is very instructive for South Africa. Because South Africa, these white people who were putting this case before a South African government, judiciary system, were not doing it for the sake of the Zimbabwean white farmers. They're doing it for the sake of the millions of white farmers who are in South Africa, who are afraid that what happened in Zimbabwe might happen in South Africa. So they want that judgment to serve as a deterrent to forces in South Africa that are pushing for the expropriation of land without compensation, particularly the young people of South Africa. But the sad reality is that the battle is being fought by the youth of South Africa for the expropriation of land. And when you fight any battle which is just fight, and you've got the youth on your side, that battle will sooner or later have to be won.
The initial ruling was made by the SADC tribunal, which consisted of 5 judges from various southern African states. So where is the racism in this?
Well, the fact of the matter is that Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. That judgment which was passed by the SADC tribunal was a non-event in the sense that we are not yet like European Union, where the European court can make a ruling and the member states are bound by that ruling. African states, particularly those in SADC, are still bound by their own laws, and those laws are still supreme to their own jurisdiction. And therefore, what the SADC tribunal was attempting to do was to superimpose itself over the municipal laws of a member state, and there are procedures to doing that. Most of the countries in SADC did not ratify that tribunal, and in fact, you're talking about 5 judges, but SADC itself has got more than 5 member countries, and therefore it is just a minority ruling, to say the least. SADC was never created to judge matters concerning the internal affairs of member states. It was created as a frontline movement for the purposes of liberating SADC, including liberating South Africa, which today is still under apartheid, regardless of the fact that they've got a black president who claims to be in power. So that tribunal ruling, together with this Red Together, simply shows that the former colonizers in Southern Africa are still bitter. They will still use whatever small space they will occupy to try and make the point that they've been in our case. But we all know that they are lying. The fact of the matter is that they robbed us of that land. No one of them came from Europe with that land. None of them. No single white person crossed the Atlantic with a piece of land. They found the land here. They dispossessed our people. They killed, they tortured, until they became the owners of that land. The case they're trying to make today can only be bought by people who do not understand history or who simply have been bought by one means or the other.